This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral talks with US President Donald Trump in both restricted and delegation-level formats in Washington tonight. US NSA Michael Waltz, Tesla and SpaceX owner Elon Musk, and Indian-American entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy are scheduled to call on Prime Minister Modi this evening. Our correspondent reports that this is the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to the U.S. since the inauguration of the second presidential term of President Trump. Prime Minister Modi reached Washington in the wee hours today after concluding his successful visit to France. Members of the Indian community braved the harsh winters and gathered outside Blair House to welcome the Prime Minister. Later, Prime Minister Modi met U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard and discussed strengthening intelligence cooperation between the two nations. President's rule has been imposed in Manipur days after the resignation of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh. The Ministry of Home Affairs has issued an official notification in this regard. The notification said that President Draupadi Murmu had received a report from the Manipur governor, and after considering the report in exercise of the powers conferred by Article 356 of the Constitution, President's rule has been imposed in the state. The notification added that the assembly has also been put under suspended animation. World Radio Day is being celebrated today. The theme for this year's World Radio Day is Radio for Climate Change. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on the occasion. He said, from news and culture to music and storytelling, radio is a powerful medium that celebrates creativity. On the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, Akashvani has been a cornerstone of Indian broadcasting since 1936. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav shared a video of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Man Ki Baat.
ये 1998 की बात है। मैं भारतीय जनता पार्टी के संगठन के कार्यकर्ता के रूप में हिमाचल में काम करता था, तो रास्ते में एक ढाबे पर चाय के लिए रुका, तो उसने अपने पास एक शीशे का बर्तन था, उसमें से लड्डू निकाला। पहले बोले साहब चाय बाद में, लड्डू खाइए। तो मैंने कहा क्या हुआ? अरे बोले आज भारत ने बम फोड़ दिया है। तो उसने कहा देखिए साहब रेडियो सुनिए। वो परमाणु परीक्षण का दिन था, हमारे प्रधानमंत्री अटल बिहारी वाजपेयी ने मीडिया के सामने आकर के घोषणा की थी, और इसने ये घोषणा रेडियो पर सुनी थी और वो नाच रहा था। और तब से मेरे मन में एक बात घर कर गई थी कि रेडियो जन जन से जुड़ा हुआ है और रेडियो की बहुत बड़ी ताकत है।
INB Secretary Sanjay Jaju today inaugurated Radio Festival 2025 in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, he said, Akashvani is among the largest broadcasting organizations in the world and reaches 98% of the population. Director General Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, said, the people have trust in news as well as content of the Akashvani programs. Both the houses of the parliament went into recess till 10th of next month as the first leg of the budget session of parliament came to a close. In Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla said the first phase of the session has recorded 112% productivity. Earlier in the Lok Sabha today, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introduced Income Tax Bill 2025. The bill aims at consolidating and amending the law relating to income tax. Speaking on the bill, she said that the new legislation has fewer sections and chapters in comparison to the existing Income Tax Act, and it has been simplified for easy comprehension by the common man. She clarified that the number of sections in the proposed bill is 536, while there are 819 sections in the Income Tax Act 1961. In the Rajya Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today replied to the discussion on the Union Budget. Ms. Sitharaman said, the government has not cut down on any sectoral allocations in the Union Budget 2025-26. The minister said that there is no reduction in the effective capital expenditure as claimed by the opposition. Ms. Sitharaman said that the government is making all efforts to keep the inflation under check. Earlier, participating in the discussion, BJP MP Darshana Singh said that this budget is the roadmap to Viksit Bharat 2047. The Joint Committee report on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 was tabled in both Houses of Parliament today amid opposition protests. Chairman of the Joint Committee, Jagdambika Pal, tabled the report in the Lok Sabha. In tennis, India's Nicky Poonacha and Zimbabwe's Courtney Locke advanced to the men's doubles semifinals of the Delhi Open today. They defeated Japan's Kaito Uesugi and Shintaro Mochizuki 6-3, 2-6, 10-5 in the quarterfinal today. The duo is set to face the British-Danish pair of Jay Clark and Johannes Ingildsen in the semifinal tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.